We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
157 Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is Carlin and Reese. I'm Joe Giglio. That's Zyke Reese. We are live from Eagles training camp on this Thursday afternoon, the first full squad practice. Ike, how you doing, bud?
What's up, Joe? I'm doing well, brother, out here. We're at training camp, or what's supposed to be training camp. Can't tell by the 70 to 75 degree weather we got out here.
Feels like mini camp weather.
Yeah, what the hell, man? What's going on out here with these guys today?
You know what, though? It's nice, isn't it, when you walk on that field and the full squad is out there. Today feels like the first time. Maybe it's just being here. Maybe it's just watching for a little bit. It feels like the Eagles are back now, Ike. Now it's for real.
Yeah. You got all the boys. Everyone's accounted for. No holdouts. Everybody's here. And it's good to see them all out there on the field, man. I hadn't seen them. I think I went to the – was it the first practice? Was it the mini camp after the draft? Yeah, I think that's the last time I was here. The first camp that was after the draft where the rookies came in. And they were out there with some of the vets. And it's good to see them all back here, man. It really is, man. It lets you know that this is the start of the 2017 season. And that's good for everybody.
It's here. And it is good for everybody. And it's good for this city because this team has a chance this year to be pretty good. We've talked about that a lot. We're going to have Fletcher Cox on the show a little later on. We're going to have Zach Ertz. We have a lot to do here, Ike, this afternoon, being live at camp. And just from the few minutes we got a chance to watch their first practice here with the full squad, the one thing that jumped off the page right away, Ike, is there's just more talent out there. And they weren't hitting, and they weren't doing anything spectacular. It was, you know, they were just moving around and doing a little bit today for the first time. Mm-hmm. But you could see it just based on when I was here last year and looking at the players and the names, there's just much more talent here this year than there was a year ago.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, just to watch the offense run, and you're watching Alshon Jeffrey catching balls out there, and then they're running plays with LeGarrette Blount. You know, those are things you want to see. Torrey Smith catching passes. You can see that he still has the game-breaking speed that he's come to be known for. And everyone's, you know, it's doubted over the last couple of years. I'm sitting out here watching him run. Looks pretty fast to me running down the field, running these goal routes. Then watching Carson throw the ball because, obviously, this season, a lot of it depends on Carson Wentz and how big of a step does he take in his second year. And if he's out here, you know, whipping balls through the air, and he's hitting guys in stride. I mean, that just makes everything run smoother. I go back a couple years ago, right? Chip's first year, I believe it was, when they had New England in. Was that his first year when New England came down here?
I think it was. It was either it wasn't the third. It was either first or second.
Yeah, I think it was the first year. They came here, and then the Eagles went up there.
That's right.
The second year. So watching Tom Brady down here practice and then just watching how New England would go through practice, not one ball would hit the ground. And you're like, this dude is like a machine out
here.
It's
efficiency to the point where you never thought you could see it.
Oh, my God. Right? And so getting a chance to see that even for a couple days that they were down here, now, at least for me, I know what it looks like when I see a practice being ran efficiently from the quarterback position. He's in command, gets to the line of scrimmage. He's checking at the line of scrimmage. Again, no balls hit the ground. He's being a director. You know, from behind the center, you know, you're here, mm-hmm. this guy's blitzing. And you want to start to get that feeling from Carson Wentz. Now, again, this is the first day the full squad is here, but we are 2 weeks away from the Eagles hitting the field in Green Bay.
That's right, August 10th.
For their first preseason game. So this is the beginning of the journey.
It is. And, you know, just watching this team for about an hour before we hopped in our trailer here at Eagles training camp, like the thing that jumps out to me, and this has been said before in different ways, but you see, when you see the talent they added to this team, you realize there's enough talent to win football games here if the quarterback is good. And I think this whole city believes this quarterback has a ton of talent and he can be really good. It's just about how quickly he gets there, right? I think you look at his ceiling, you look at his ability, and Carson Wentz can be a really good quarterback. Is that this year? Is it 2 years from now? The quicker he gets there, the quicker the Eagles will ascend. But I think as the Eagles go, as he goes, the Eagles will go this year. Like if Carson Wentz has a big year, if Carson Wentz has a year where you look at the end of the year, you say, wow, he was really, really good. This team has a real chance to play in January.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's these things kind of go hand in hand. When that guy behind center is playing well and playing at a high level, you're going to be in the hunt. You just are. Now, it doesn't guarantee you're going to get in the playoffs, but it certainly guarantees that you're going to be in the hunt for a playoff spot. And you're going to need other guys to pour their weight. You need the defensive side of the ball to do what they're expected to do, as they have an abundance of talent over there. Even with the cornerback situation, I still think there's enough talent over there that you shouldn't be in shootouts week in and week out.
Not with this team. Not with Jim Schwartz. Better not be in shootouts.
Right?
Not this year.
Yeah, so I look at it, and obviously injuries are a part of the game, but when you're looking at the team and you're projecting down what they're going to do the upcoming season, I don't really take injuries into consideration, because that can be said for every team in the NFL. If you lose a certain player, what's going to happen to the team. But I think, to your point, there's a lot to feel good about when you look at the 2017 season. And I don't think – we talked about this yesterday. I don't think fans should sell themselves short on expectations for this season. It's okay to have high expectations. Don't be afraid of being disappointed late in the year and all this other stuff. When you feel like you went out and addressed certain areas that needed to be addressed in the offseason, when you're coming into that following season, you should feel good, depending on what level of talent you use to address those needs.
That's right, and they did. They addressed almost every need they had. Now, some of them, like cornerback, we might have to wait to see the real prize of Sidney Jones, but for the most part, they addressed a lot here, Ike, and that's why I look to Carson Wentz for this season. It's not a pressure thing on him. It's just a reality thing. If Carson Wentz takes a leap, the Eagles are going to win football games this year, because they have a lot of pieces around him now that are going to make him a better quarterback. And here's my question for the audience, for you, for this Eagles season: how quickly is Carson going to be ready to be the best quarterback in this division? Because I believe one day, Ike, he's going to be the best quarterback in the NFCs. Whether that's this year, whether it's 3 years from now, I don't know. But he's going to be there one day. But last year, he was probably the worst quarterback in the NFCs. And that's not a knock on. In the NFCs, it's some pretty good quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
You had Dak Prescott, who had a great year. You had Kirk Cousins, who, say what you want about him, he's a good quarterback.
And he threw for almost 5,000 yards.
And Eli Manning did not have a great year last year, but he's been around a long time, and he wins a lot of football games. Last year, I'd say Carson was the worst quarterback in the division. This year, he could make a leap. He could jump one or two or three of those guys this year.
Yeah, I mean, he really could. A lot of it's going to have to do with how he performs. I've talked about, you know, winning those close games. I don't know how much experience he got, he had at doing that at North Dakota State. As they won multiple national championships there, they were probably the more dominant team in the FCS. Is it two? What do they call that subdivision?
Oh,
FBS. Yeah, FBS. Whatever the hell it is.
Used to be Division Two.
Yeah, used to be Division Two. That division. They were probably the best team.
Yeah.
In that division.
They're like the Alabama of FBS.
So how many times did he have to come from behind? I don't know how much experience he got at doing that. I know last year when we found ourselves in that situation, and I say we as the Eagles, we didn't necessarily handle those situations well. It wasn't all him. Some of it was the head coach as well. And they kind of work hand in hand. He's calling the plays. Carson has to execute them. But often those quarterbacks, those young special ones, they find ways to win those games. I mean, they just do. You know, I look at what the Cowboys were able to do last year, and they didn't blow everybody out.
No, they didn't. They found a way to win a lot of close games.
And Dak didn't cost them games.
No, he didn't.
He didn't cost them games.
I mean, look, the Eagle game down there in Dallas, where Dak didn't play great in the beginning, but he came back, and they stole the game from the Eagles. And that was a lot on Doug, but Dak did play well in that fourth quarter.
And that's what – that's kind of what we're going to need to see from Carson this year. That's the only way we get to the 10 wins. He's not getting carried the 10 wins.
No.
No one's carrying Carson the 10
wins. That's a great point. They've given him enough talent to win, but they're not going to be able to win without him playing well.
No.
It's impossible in the NFL, and there's so many close games. So let's talk about Wentz today and how quickly he can ascend. We've got a bunch of different things we want to get into here. There's an NFL 400 list out that ranked 400 players, the top 400 players in the NFL. Carson's ranking is interesting, I compared to the other quarterbacks in the NFC. So we could rank the NFC's quarterbacks, and I want to look forward. You know, last year, I think Carson was either third or fourth best quarterback in the division. This year, what is he going to be? Is he going to be two? Is he going to be three? Can he jump to one? If he jumps to one, this team's going to be in the playoffs. So we'll talk a lot of Carson today. You'll hear later on today. Jordan Matthews will speak. We'll let you know what he has to say. Doug Peterson will speak. Carson Wentz. If it's great, it's good. We'll play it for you. We'll let you know what they say. We're going to have Fletcher Cox on the show joining us right here at training camp. We're also going to talk to Zach Ertz. And, Ike, we have a little side question we got to throw out.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have the arm wrestling tournament coming up.
Next Wednesday.
So less than a week away at Hooters in Delco. So it's going to be a great event next week on Wednesday, August 2nd. So today, our side question, we have a pair of tickets again to the Philly Sports Roast of Pete Rose. Give us a physical freak in sports. Could be from the past or the present. There's a lot of them. Obviously, we're here at camp today. If you're at an NFL training camp, you probably see a few of them. Here's what stood out to me here, Ike, today.
Mm-hmm.
Alshon Jeffrey is more of a physical freak than I thought. Because I had never watched him. I don't think I ever went to a game when they came out here. I never saw him in person, just on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. So he's the physical freak that jumped out to me today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.